This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Adele does it.
Hey. Call the cops. Hey.
This level of foolishness and joy. Hey.
Houston, we have a door.
I'm just chilling.
Great ass.
Damn it.
I'm a very sexy baby.
Sicario.
Hey. Shisha.
You're a clown if you think.
Damn it.
People are
going to
die.
Yeah, baby.
You're literally going to try and convert kids to Christianity. What about diversity? What right do you have to impose your religious values onto somebody else?
Well, what right does ISIS have to cut people's heads off?
That's a powerful point.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
Caroline.
We're here to have Good Christian Fun. That was a clip. That was a quote from today's movie in question. The topic in particular, not A Light in Darkness, not Grace of God, Go I. It is called Let There Be Light. Let There Be God? Let There Be God.
Let There Be God. Let God
T-B-T-L.
Let go.
T-B-T-L. L-G-B-T. No. T-B-T-L.
No. Oh, man.
T-B-T, like your Instagram?
T-B-Y.
S-T-F-U. That's what they're saying to ISIS. I-S-I-S.
That's right.
For some reason. ISIS, the primary...
ISIS, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Sorbo and company are coming for you.
Coming, the whole family.
The entire Sorbo family has your name.
And it's literally all of them.
It's literally all of them.
Like, his grandfather was the key grip. Mm-hmm, his uncle was the post-production super.
Mailman was the co-star.
Yeah, he did Crafty, and it was bad.
It was bad.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music and the movies, and the entertainment, made for, made by, made to, made from, made about Christians. But we're not here to make fun of you. We're not here to make you go to church. We're just here to have some good Christian fun, baby. In the movie, we've been doing a lot of movies this year. This is our third movie.
Yeah, even Nathan remarked, he's like, you guys have been doing a lot of movies.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice, you know, I felt like we got real deep in the singles.
We were in singles ministry for a long time.
Year.
And now we're finally coupled up.
Yeah.
We're out of that ministry.
It's cuffing season. And what do you do when you're in a couple? You just watch things together. You pick a show. Oh, we're catching up on Better Call Saul. Oh, it's so good.
The couple that squeams together. Screams together.
Okay. Well, you start with squeams and then you end with screams.
Squeening leads to screaming.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've all been on those, you know, maybe dating interactions where it's like, hey, we should watch something together. Oh, we have to watch the Fast and the Furious
movies.
What's
your go-to?
What's
Be honest.
Mine? We have to watch Angels in America Part 1, Perestroika. What is mine?
Yeah.
I mean, Paddington 2. But that's usually with friends. I haven't done that with a significant other. Can I tell a quick story? Actually, no, I'm not going to tell that. That's not that fun. Maybe I'll say it later.
Okay, but, save it for later.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be honest and not just give you a silly
but
answer.
Ladies, if you hear the swelling opener to Paddington 2, just know someone else is swelling right next to you.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, gosh.
It's go time.
Okay.
Papa.
Papa. All right. On that note, we have to introduce our very special guest so she can defend me or gang up on me. Friends and folks, she is a writer. You may know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Close Enough. Give it the hell up for
Allison Augustine.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, Dexter even gave a little bark on that. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He went, woof.
I loved that.
Oh,
I feel incredible.
Yeah.
Well, this is what church is. You feel welcome. You feel celebrated. You feel loved.
Feel the
and
light.
Valued. You feel the light.
Inside.
And you let it be light, perhaps. Allison did take her headphones off in protest. So
but
she
no,
wouldn't
thank
have
you.
To.
I did.
Enough of that.
Which I understand.
They made me feel crazy.
Well, I think your experience mirrors the experience of a lot of our listeners who get about 5 minutes in, they're like, nope.
Thank you.
I can't keep my headphones
What's
on.
Happening?
And listen to this. Are you mostly a headphone listener, Caroline, when you listen to podcasts?
I'm in the car most of the time.
Okay, on the go.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx.
I'm on my TJ Maxx run. Mm-hmm. So I've max, you know, 15 minutes of a podcast at a time. But I really don't like wearing headphones. This is kind of a fun little thing about me. I just don't like it. The AirPods or just any headphones, I feel like I am just about 30 minutes away from a headache every time.
Well, yeah. AirPods are truly bad for you. Any in-ear headphone.
Oh, really?
Even if you're not playing it at, you know, over X Full decibel ball. Level. Yeah, just wearing really? Them for more than a specified amount of time will cause long-term damage.
Damn. I definitely get the alerts on my iPhone that are like, you have had these in for quite
you're
a while.
But then you're
hard.
Like, it's like, you did this to
you
me.
You did this.
This was what your else? Technology.
I cannot be alone.
I wonder alone. If you would prefer over-the-ear headphones then, if you don't like AirPods.
I mean, I've tried over-the-ear headphones, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm a child of the 90s.
All right.
I couldn't walk around on. With them. Mm-hmm. As a woman, I'm like, this is just a clear...
That's just
come
like
up behind me and murder me.
Earmuffs, right. Yeah. Now she can't hear my quickening footsteps.
We do need to talk about the angle of male privilege, which is noise canceling headphones in public spaces.
Yes.
But I've also heard it in the inverse, which is that women will wear them so as not to have
to
respond. Yes, truly. To cat calls in New York or other walkable
That's
cities.
Something. Yeah.
New York, the only place where cat calls happen.
That's it. That's it. It's never happened
Central
to me anywhere
America.
Else.
Do you listen with headphones in or are you in the car as well?
I'm a headphone person.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like podcasts exclusively like on a hike or a walk.
That's so nice.
And then music in the car.
Yeah.
I'm music in the car too, or I try to be. I feel like I have to force myself to listen to music, which is a weird place to be.
Oh. Why do you force it?
Because I would be more comforted. It feels easier to just keep listening to podcasts for whatever reason.
But why are you not allowed to listen to podcasts in the car?
I am. I'm just saying I would like to. No, these are all arbitrary designations or lines of demarcation. I would just rather be a person who like, you know what? I was listening to the new Miley Cyrus. Yes. Miley Cyrus, the first reference of this pop culture reference heavy movie. Miley Cyrus
That's
is the
right.
first line. Dialogue.
Miley will always be present
in this thing for some reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, because I don't just want to be like, well, I heard a podcast. Yeah, I would rather be like, I don't care for the new 1975.
Okay, so you use car time as like, that's my research time for new music. Yeah.
Which sounds so data-driven, algorithmic. Like, I'm listening to music for research, but it's...
that's
no,
what you give yourself.
I would like it to be,
the moment.
Speaking of
that's
which...
Fine.
Actually, no, I'll talk about that later. Wow. I'm going to tease a few things and then talk
already.
About that. I know.
Take notes.
I know. I feel myself retracting into myself for some reason.
I feel like car is singing time.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a car music person.
Yeah, you were telling me the other day how much you love singing along to like Hamilton and Wicked,
love.
Rent. Like La Vie Boheme is really big for
you,
right?
Yes, it's huge. Yeah.
That's great. She's kind of, Allison's what you might call like a musical theater geek. And that's kind of how she identifies in the bio of all her social media.
I still have never, I've never seen Hamilton and the only.
Well, now's the time.
Yes.
In 2023.
Get in. I just,
wait
there's
no longer.
Just no planet where I'm going to like it. I know I'm not going to like it. And the only like experience I've had with it was going to SoulCycle. And accidentally being in a Hamilton ride, which was a fucking nightmare.
Like start
all
to
Hamilton
finish?
Ride?
Yeah.
Were people singing along?
Yeah. People
no,
loved
thank
it.
Thank you.
People loved it.
Well, and there was an instructor along with it. So, okay. So there was a
it was like people
at the front
excited.
Of the class.
This was a themed ride. People were there for Hamilton.
All right. Let's get that cadence to 60. You're not going to wait for it. Let's go. Like that sort of thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my experience.
I also feel like, you know, rarely are you attracted to the media through the fan reaction or
Absolutely.
The fan love around it.
I wasn't going to watch
Pretty
Rick
repellent.
And Morty, but after watching
now,
the fans,
it works that way.
The creator.
But
oh,
sometimes
man.
When you do push through, you're like, oh, I do like this. And unfortunately, this is my community.
Yes.
And I'll see you guys on Tuesday
this
night.
Is, this is the only thing perhaps I envy about people who are in media or critics that get early access to things like movies, TV shows, and music because they experience it in a contextless vacuum.
The purest vacuum.
Kind of. Mm. Like, I remember even like La La Land. I remember seeing that in the first week before it was like, La La Land is Trump and Moonlight is Hillary or whatever the fuck the discourse was. And even in the first week, I was like, that was enjoyable. I really liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Rather than like, yeah. Am I MAGA because I like Here's to the Ones Who Dream?
I think I was right there with La La Land where I was like, it's good. It's good to find. Mm-hmm. And then watching people violently love or hate it.
Yeah. I'm still reeling from that time.
From 2016.
Watching La La Land, loving it, and then the reaction then, to La La Land, and then being like, I guess I don't love
you
it.
You can't. You're not allowed
Damn.
To.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to.
Yeah.
You know who else is still reeling from the La La Land reaction? Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway?
Because she's the one that said La La Land.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She was like, whoops.
Yeah.
Man. Just kidding.
We both have never recovered after that moment.
That was one of the best moments of my life, I'm going to say.
Caroline and I watched that together.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch virality in real time.
Yes.
The purest vacuum.
Again, the purest vacuum.
Yeah. Right. Unlike Will Smith, which I saw later. Oh. And I'm very sad about that.
If you had been there, it was shocking.
I mean, one of the craziest things.
Couldn't believe we had seen it.
Yeah.
If you had been there, you would have been cheering like I was that finally Will Smith stood up for what's right in this country. And speaking of standing up for what's right, Allison, we'd love to talk to you about your history and background with religion and the church and what version of it, if at all, that you got growing up and what your experience was of it.
Thank you for giving me this platform.
Mm-hmm. I want to hold space for you.
Even as a kid, I never felt it. Like, and I don't know how much of that was tied to getting up early. If that's why I was just like, no, this can't.
There is no God
what
in a
God
universe
would make me get up this early. Yeah. But my dad grew up Catholic and my mom was just sort of like a try on anything, like kind of Christian-y. Like she did Christian Science for a while. Oh. And I was just dragged to whatever kid thing was involved with that. So like my dad stopped. My parents got divorced when I was 11 and he dragged me to Catholic Mass a handful of times and I didn't want to do the like kid thing. And I would just bring comic books and read them or like I remember bringing a Far Side, like huge book. And almost we were like up in the top, I guess where a choir would be.
Uh-huh. On the right track.
Uh-huh. You can tell how involved I was in this. So,
the front of the church or the back of the church? But like mezzanine up there. Okay.
But it just, there was no singy stuff as there, you know.
Music?
Music.
Music. It's called music. That's not a religious term.
No, I don't know. But so we would sit up there and I almost dropped my Far Side book off.
Would have killed somebody.
Yeah, it was so loud. People, I slapped my hand down to stop it from going over the edge and everyone looked back. Like that's a burned in memory. Mm. And it's crazy that he thought me like physically being there was somehow getting me God points. But so that was kind of the last time that I really remember having to go. And then my dad stopped going, you know, when there was some stuff came out about the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
So around that time and, you know, he stopped going. But my mom dragged me, to like Christian Science church for a while.
What and that I like?
Really, I didn't have to go. For her, it was her dating and being social. Like she dated people through church. There were like weird little dramas that I wasn't really aware of, but like we would change churches every couple of years. But I went to the like kids part until I want to say like 13 when I just refused to go.
The sleepiness one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did go to a couple like cool Christian skateboard rock type things with my like friends in junior high. Mm-hmm. But again, felt nothing.
Wasn't a conversion experience at that time.
Retained no information. I know Jesus was a part of it, but
I hope you retained Far Side.
Oh, loved.
You know, John, Cow Tools is your John 3:16.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And but, it formed a force field around you of only silly things allowed in here.
Yes.
And that's it.
Really just being a goofball probably happened in that top part of Catholic Church. St. Peter and St. Paul, Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. I've been to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah. Everyone's driven through it.
Oh, yeah. No, I made a few stops there.
What were you doing in Rancho Cucamonga?
A friend of mine lived there at the time before she moved to Idaho.
Okay.
Because her family's from there. So we would go and just like get lunch. And it's truly, I'm sure you're familiar with it because of the Southern California of it all.
Yeah. I was like in the inland desert.
Hell yeah.
Corona, Lake Elsinore.
Yeah.
Butthole of
that vague kind of deserty mush.
Yeah,
yeah.
No one knows about it.
No,
it's technically called
Southern
the butthole
California,
region.
The butthole.
Hey.
Yeah,
yeah.
The IE baby.
A whole big butthole out there.
Yeah, there's just nothing. Nothing good.
Nothing. It's just now. It's just like all Amazon warehouses too.
Yeah,
it's truly
isn't that
so
beautiful.
Sad.
It's so gorgeous.
Life can spring up in the most unlikely of places.
It's just it's like the last suburb where there's like grass, and then you start getting Palm Springs-y, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But they're still pretending that it's not
the
desert.
We're a city.
No, we're normal.
Right?
Yeah.
We have a Starbucks drive-thru.
Come on. Oh, just that line so far. So far.
All there is to do.
So 13 years old, you tap
13.
Out.
I tap out.
Yes.
And it was truly just, with my mom, I was like, I will make a scene. I will just, I don't... And
that,
like
out.
A hard stance, I don't believe in God, but based solely on not wanting to spend my entire Sunday watching her flirt with various mustache guys, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
the mustache guys.
You know what I mean?
It was just a revolving door of Gary's.
Yeah, with just like the,
which you
like,
think you would like as someone who loves Gary Larson.
Love Gary Larson. But not these
all Gary's.
Hashtag not all gay.
Yeah, just good. Like the cell phone clip, you know?
So you're just like waiting keys. Around. Your eyes are like level with the cell phone clip. And you're I could be reading Garfield right now.
Can't.
What are we doing?
Why am I here? So just a real hard line right away. Never felt it. Am envious of people that have that connection, but
what was your perspective on people that were that fervent while you were just kind of like unaffected?
I mean, there is something, especially the older I get, and now all I think about is about death. Like, just hardcore death, and that's
well,
scary.
Well, you're at that age, you know, where it's
COVID, like, lockdown, my hair went gray. I was telling you about that. I have gray ass hair.
Yeah.
It is gray. And that was the real, like, I couldn't get it done. Just sitting there being like, I'm going to fucking die. This is unbelievable. So that with like being at least agnostic, atheist just seems so
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We're open to nothing.
Come on.
I don't know. I saw a guy who was an atheist that was pretty cool in a movie.
Kind of rock and roll,
he was kind of a partier.
His life looked awesome.
Maybe we'll talk about him later.
Did look awesome. It was like, this is
gorgeous
great.
Gorgeous apartment.
Oh.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. But I don't know. There is something lonely about not having someone, you know, not agreeing with God's plan or thinking there is a plan.
Is there a horrible analogy to be drawn with like people who are single and people who don't believe in an afterlife or a next thing where it's like, you know, as much as difficult as life can be sometimes, if you have like a sort of grounding partner that you can metaphorically and literally come home to. And in the same way, when times are really tough, if you can think like, well, you know, this isn't my home. Is that, you know? I guess I'm saying it's the most tragic experience a single atheist.
Yes. And but I thought you were going to say, because this is what I believe, the hotter you are, the more likely you are to believe in God. Because you're like... Thank you. The hottest kids in my high school, our swim team was 100% Mormons, gorgeous.
Blessed.
Just blonde, beautiful, fully blessed knew they were on the right side. And I'm like, yeah. I cannot argue with
can't
this.
Can't deny it.
You're probably right.
Things kind of work out for you a lot of the time when you're hot.
You have nothing to be angry about. I just like.
You have your normal tribulations of life, but people want to help you sometimes, you know.
God is looking out for you.
Really, truly.
So maybe, I guess, in that, like, I don't know if you. I don't know about the couple thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like couples are more likely to be religious?
Couples? Oh, no, I don't. I'm not even saying there's like a sociological correlation between like people who are partnered or usually have some sort of like faith or religion. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, is the feeling similar to like being unpartnered and the idea of like death is all that there is?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say yeah.
Well, asked and answered. No further discourse necessary, I think, on that one.
I mean, that comfort of there's somebody who loves you, mm-hmm. even when they're not in the room. Like,
even they're just in the next room.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
In the next room.
And all around
going
you
night-night.
At the same time.
Yeah, going sleepy time. So your experience of like faith and religion now is at a remove, agnostic-ish.
Yes.
Admiring. The way I've heard some atheists put it is that they're happy that religion exists, where it's like good for you, good for them.
Yeah, I think it's a real, you know, again, we'll talk about the movie. If you as a religious person are not defensive about it and it's just a thing and you're not trying to convert me, awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I am envious of this like bigger than you purpose. I mean, that's got to feel so nice. It's got to feel so nice. And you're probably really hot, you know?
Right.
Like, that is part of it.
Who's going to do the Pew research poll that tracks?
Well, it's because you would have to have an objective third party. It would have to be, it would be hard to do a sample. I've thought about this.
Yeah, what's the X and
hot,
Y
because
axis?
It would have to be hot, fugly. You're fugly over here.
Because it would have to be, there would have to be some sort of objective, like facial symmetry or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going off of that.
Right. We're
going
to approach this with science.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just
like, because it can't be like my opinion of what is attractive. Yeah.
Because there is an objective hot.
Yes.
Above all of us.
Yes.
And that is God to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. God is the hottest being possible.
I mean,
we're made in the image of God.
My subjective attraction is nothing good because he actually knows who's attractive.
King.
Yeah. I mean, yes, Jesus is so hot.
Honestly.
What's funny is there are verses in the Bible that say he wasn't, he was nothing special to look at.
Basically.
Yeah, there was like, he was of no, what? Yeah. You know the verse I'm talking about.
I know the
about.
Verse you're talking about too. It was something like he was unremarkable or something like that. Yeah.
It was like he was a six at best.
And then when and then when we started painting him, they're like, no, we
what
can't.
What if he was a 9.5?
What if we just all abs?
He's cut, obviously.
He's so cut. Glamour muscles
hot,
all the time.
Prime of his life. Yeah.
Just, oh, man.
It's also like I'm a big sports boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they all thank God. And it's just like, of course.
Yeah.
You're so strong. And you can jump so high.
You're in the elite level.
Yes,
like you made it.
Of course, you think there's God.
Far, yeah. Of course, you're gonna be like, the only reason I got
I'm
here,
touched.
Hard
yeah.
work, believing in myself, and Jesus, the
Jesus.
Man.
All those American
hitting
underdogs
a home run
out there.
And then pointing at the sky is so common.
That's a miracle right there.
Yeah,
miracle. Yeah. The hockey. You know, listen. Do you believe in miracles?
Right there.
That is part of the Bible now, essentially.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, speaking of part of the Bible, maybe we should talk about a movie that should be a part of the Bible. But first, Allison, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you,
oh my gosh.
Journey experience with us. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into the topic. Come on, let's go. Let there be light. Let there be light.
Remember, what year did this come out? 2017?
This was 2017.
Okay, picture yourself. It's 2017. Your eyes crack open. You're not even thinking about breakfast yet, brushing your teeth yet. All you're thinking about is those fuckers in ISIS.
Yes.
And what they're going to get up to today. And how it's dangerous. On you to stop it. Now you're ready to watch this movie.
It does make the conflict between Christianity and ISIS feel like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Like, just kind of rivalry.
It's personal.
Like, it's like dueling. It's a feuding family affair for some reason. Let There Be Light. It is a movie. It's a Kevin Sorbo joint.
It's technically a movie. It's the most Sorbo joint I've ever seen.
Sorbo's everywhere. There is a daughter Sorbo who is not involved at all.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah.
Is she the oldest or is she?
Great question. Mm. I don't know.
I gotta know what sibling rank she is.
Yeah, okay. She is a woman, so less everything. Important.
We can confirm she is a woman. They have three children, Brayden, Shane, and Octavia. She is the youngest out of the three.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe she was
too little.
Rambunctious.
Yeah, she was only 12.
To deliver the incredible performances that her brothers did. Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of, candidly, is another famous Republican who's parlayed some TV success into casting his sons and everything, which is Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe, it's just part of the writer of like, I'll do it if my sons have a part in
I've
it
never
as well.
Seen his sons in something.
There's been a bunch of Netflix movies he's done his sons are in it for some reason. There was
they
a
look
whole,
like him?
Yeah.
Huh.
So they should be on
but they're not.
Yeah.
But they're not.
They're not? They're not Lowe's?
You wouldn't look at one and be like, that's a Lowe.
Let's rank the Lowe boys.
Yeah, that feels like a good... QAnon adjacent activity.
Rob Lowe.
They had like a paranormal activity show.
Okay.
Where Rob Lowe and his sons would go to haunted houses and see if there were ghosts there, I believe.
That's fun.
There was some sort of show like that. So Kevin Sorbo is continuing in the tradition of greats like Rob Lowe by doing this with
I think
this
Dana
film
Carvey
as well.
Also did stand up with his
gets his sons on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're stand ups too.
Yeah.
And we've opened up the Nepo baby conversation in a way recently that's just so profoundly
I'm pro.
Healthy.
I love it.
Yeah, why not?
Give your pro kids more Nepo. Money.
The thing is, if it were you, you would do it
absolutely.
Too. You just can't understand 100%. What it's like to be a parent. If you're just like a pissed off loser in Brooklyn or whatever, you know, like I
wanna be.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course, I would give them every unfair advantage.
Plus, 100%. You're like, have been probably a pretty absentee parent for a while with all your projects. So now it's like, and bonus points, I look like a good parent because I get to spend a lot more time with them.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. For some Hopefully. Of that stuff. Should we watch a trailer for this movie just to
Hit
kind
it.
Of give people?
I think we should just rewatch the whole movie.
Yeah, I'm coming. Keep your pants on. I mean, what are they paying the doorman around here for anyway?
Okay. Wait, is this just a clip?
You're drunk?
Oh,
you're drunk?
Over your eyes.
Okay, that was a trailer.
Christianity.
Whoa. Coach's timeout. Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God. Because if he felt like sacrificing his only begotten son, well, that's his business. But he should have bloody well kept his hands off of mine!
Yeah! He absolutely slays at that.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Sorbo wife.
Pays the bills.
Pays the bills.
Clinically dead in
he
the
He gets
end.
In a car crash.
4 minutes. Yes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey. And all I wanted to do was just, I wanted to put my arms around him. I don't know what to do with that.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort.
Would you consider consulting a different source?
Doc, he is
Would
your
you consider the source?
So close.
All you gotta do now.
Oh my God.
Jesus gets whacked, right?
Pastor Vinny.
Bada bing, bada boom. Resurrection.
Do you believe
Jesus shed his gabagool?
God always answers prayers.
He was bleeding. It was gabagool out there on the cross.
Understand the answers. This better be good.
That's what I said.
Hold on that.
This is not a good trailer. I'm stopping it.
It was so long. I also love that they didn't show heaven because it was just a 90 screensaver where you could put your pictures.
It felt like a like an iPhone camera roll.
It was crazy.
Loop that would play on your Apple TV on accident or
it
something.
It was so funny.
However, it was cutting edge. I mean, we're skipping to possibly the climax of the movie, but don't worry, there's another hour after it.
Yeah.
But that it was also a precursor to Avengers and Infinity
yes.
Game and Wars.
Yes. Yes.
When he sheds into a million dust fractures.
Yes.
I was like, I don't feel good, Mr. Stark.
Yeah.
Because now I'm realizing that Marvel ripped off Kevin Sorbo.
They absolutely did.
They,
that's where they
sure,
tried out the
right,
technology.
They sure did.
The visuals were just
there were parts of the green screen where I did think it felt like an Avengers movie. Like, truly, I was like, this is what it feels like to watch Wakanda Forever or whatever.
They let us linger in there for so long.
That
you really get a good look at it, and
yeah.
it just looks bad.
Well, we have to give him broad strokes. Which
right,
is
right, right. Sorry, we're already in heaven.
Kevin Sorbo is Saul Harkins, but not
yes,
S-A-U-L. Dr. Saul Harkins. He's written a best-selling book called Aborting God.
That's one of three.
One of three. He is absolutely, they say this over and over, the most famous atheist in the world.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to bone him.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the most famous atheist in the world right now?
Is
it Gervais?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, they reference him in the movie, Bill Maher. I thought he was supposed to be Bill Maher.
Yeah.
But like,
I think he is.
Cool Bill Maher.
Richard Dawkins was an atheist, right?
Yeah.
I haven't like looked into it.
And now he's
much.
Saved because he watched this movie.
Yeah, he's saved. But I thought because his name was Hawkins, I was like, oh, they were trying to like sound like Dawkins.
You're right. No, I think that's
maybe
Burger King effect or
bring
something.
Bring that in there.
So,
yeah.
So he's an atheist. And part of the reason why is because his son died. His son passed away of cancer. And so why would God allow that? And his wife and him are separated, divorced, whatever.
Unclear.
She's a believer. His kids are believers. He's not. He's dating Russian supermodels.
Yes.
He's talking to his British agent, darling, baby. We're going to make millions
Ooh,
on
Austin
the
Powers
atheism,
agent.
Baby.
Yeah.
Do I make you unbelieving, baby? So he's also a drunkard. He talks about how he needs booze and all sorts of drugs and pills to just get through the day.
Yes. Party on, Wayne. Yeah. Party on,
Party
Garth.
On. He does state that is his position
mm-hmm.
in the movie. That
his mantra.
Atheism foremost means partying.
Party on.
Like
and
it's
the
not
crowd erupts. They are so ready
they
for it.
Love him. It's a
standing
debate.
Ovation.
Because he's in New York City. That's
huge laughter
right.
on
yeah,
every
everything.
Line.
He does
he
like
kills
this at one point, and they're just like, yeah!
It's,
oh, people love
it's
him.
It's so awesome. So then he gets in a drunk driving accident, passes away for 4 minutes, sees his son in an iCloud screensaver.
Yes.
And then his son just says, let there be light. He's like, what?
Daddy, let there be light.
Yeah, very skin-a-ma-rink.
Scary.
And
then says, like, it's not your time yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He comes back, and then eventually becomes a Christian.
Because that's not even what does it.
Yeah. Because even after
still
that, he's
not,
like, whatever.
Yeah. It's not seeing his dead son in a screensaver.
It's a long walk after that.
But it is Pastor Vinny.
It's Pastor Vinny. And kind of his wife.
Which I forget how he even got referred to this pastor.
It's his wife's pastor.
His wife, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the
she goes to Pastor Vinny.
The pastor is, I mean, Caroline. It's Carmen.
It's Carmen.
It's just Carmen,
we were
which
saying
is this
that when
Italian
we watched it.
Contemporary Christian artist.
It's like if
Alice.
Carmen actually ever went to work, you know, if he wasn't the greatest showman.
That's right.
He would be Pastor Vinny. He's just like sitting on the steps. Also, if Carmen had ever experienced the streets, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
He'd have Pastor Vinny vibe. Carmen is a very scary children's entertainer who was Italian.
He's
a Christian.
Adult entertainer.
Yeah.
It's so hard to describe what Carmen is.
Yeah. He was
so
just like a, he was just like a very like over the top character guy, but he was very Italian.
And he was a Christian superstar who had like songs called Jesus Pizza and stuff.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of a clown.
It is funny. Like there's no backlash on being a cartoon Italian. It's just like, yeah, get in there. I mean, we're silly.
Do you think we'll look back on House of Gucci the way people look back on the Jazz Singer one day?
As a full-blown Italian, it's like, no, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's true and fine.
Italians are very forgiving.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, that's it's absolutely like right.
Carmen by way of Christian Slater, this guy.
Yeah, the face.
I just want to play
And we also all have one relative like this. Like,
I wish.
My cousin Mike is.
You all have one relative.
Yes, yeah.
Like
so
this.
It's like, yeah, that. Yeah, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm. He's explaining to him just.
You may have lost me.
Christianity.
Well, this ain't brain surgery. Jesus gets whacked, right?
Well, I've never.
Jesus
exactly
gets whacked.
Put that way, but yeah.
Well, now you have. They stick his body in a tomb.
And the disciples were like, oh!
What happens next? Bada bing.
Bada bing.
The body disappears. Don't look at me like that. The body disappeared.
All right. Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a pastor.
Oh, so, my God.
So then it smash cuts from that basically to...
But I forget what he says that just like blows Kevin Sorbo's mind, but that's it. That makes him...
Yeah, it was something along the lines of like...
God chose you to come back.
No, where'd the body go?
Yes.
So it was a gotcha?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like... It was like apologetics, like rational, you know, like where would the body be? You know, the Romans would have wanted to find it. So obviously there's no other...
And there were no rats.
Yeah, and the whole... Yeah, all of the disciples like held the story. If they had like stolen it, they wouldn't have told it.
That's what a lot of like... modern evangelical is based on. It's like you have to do something with the fact that there was no body. The body's not there.
Right.
So, you know, believe what you want, but you have to do something with that. And it's funny to think of that like domino meme where it's like a body was missing. You have to hate gay people now.
Yes.
It's like the last
like
domino.
We're doing some
don't
jumps.
Jack off.
Yes.
Yeah, like that that the Romans would have tortured them to answer that basically like, no, we're lying.
Yes.
The body was still there.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, this is ancient, ancient times. Bodies are going missing all the time, I bet. Like no one's keeping track. There's no forensics.
I think it was just a bad CSI. If there was DNA evidence, there'd be no Christianity.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. CSI.
There's a few. OT.
Does it really hinge that much on his body going missing?
Yeah. Not for me personally, but for some, that can be. That plus dead son reunion can be really a potent
That's nice.
Matchup.
Yeah.
So I hope you never have to experience that, but I kind of hope you do.
Losing a body.
Be saved. Yeah.
There's a few things that made this quite the unique experience watching it. One, the family affair of it all, of course.
Oh, incredible.
His sons playing his sons in the movie. His wife plays his wife in
also,
the movie.
Also, those sons, I need to look them up now, absolutely hot. There's no planet where they're not
hot. Sons are
you hot. Can see the potential in
not
Let
feel
There Be Light.
Comfortable commenting on
they're
that?
They're like 12,
but
Allison.
I hope everyone
they're
turns
tall.
Out hot.
Yeah, I hope for everyone.
Shouts out to Brayden and Shane
There's
Sorbo.
No way a boy named Brayden with those parents
Bugo.
Isn't hot.
Sam Sorbo is so beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's insane.
And you know what? It's not just... beauty, it's also brains. She wrote the script.
She
came up with a freaking app.
Oh my God.
Okay, Silicon Valley, women in STEM.
So I don't know her particular ideology. Obviously, they're in bed with like the far right in this country. Sean Hannity is an executive producer on this movie. He wrote a big old check and said, write your movie. And a cameo of a
Yeah,
sort.
Which
More of a
I was not expecting.
Yeah. It was right at the end.
I was not expecting Sean Hannity or Dionne Warwick as a...
Shocking. Shocking.
As a musical guest.
Let it be light. Kevin Sorbo, Sean Hannity, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Fuck Mary Kill.
Oh, I'd rather not say right now. But there's also, we've alluded to it before, there is... For some, and I want to understand, and like I want us to remember what it was like in 2017, the glory days of America.
What
the emphasis was culturally on the day-to-day role of ISIS in American life, that there are
non-existent,
no fewer than like 36 lines about like, well, ISIS does this. It's not fair. We need to fight. We need to be Christians the way ISIS is ISIS. Like, there's this weird, and it's not part of the story. It's not like ISIS killed their son, so now he doesn't believe.
I don't know why they didn't make it that. Honestly,
that's cleaner, I would say.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you guys remember, but the movie opens with like a refugee crisis, like a montage of like all these like international crises that are, again, not referenced unless they're talking about ISIS. I guess, I don't know. It's hard to get inside the mind of someone so brilliant as Kevin Sorbo and the galaxy brain of what those two were thinking.
Because you can get lost in there.
I know.
Be careful. It was like, if we were all just a little bit saved, ISIS wouldn't be so powerful because we're all on sex, drugs, and rock and roll and Russian girlfriends.
Yes.
We're too distracted to face them.
Wait, was the Russian girlfriend ISIS?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that. I totally did not get that.
We all want to party instead of doing that. I mean, ISIS was like pretty bad for a while. You know, let's give it up.
And now, in 2023, ISIS is in their flop era.
ISIS has flopped. But we didn't know that. You know, there was a time, I remember, but I can't feel like, I don't remember if it was like 2017, but I do remember when there were just so many terrorist attacks and ISIS was claiming them all at the same time. And it did kind of feel like my mall is going to be next for whatever reason, you know, like it was just popping up wherever.
Yeah, I don't remember what the danger level was in 2017.
I don't recall either.
It seems like it was probably
It was pre-Trump that ISIS was really kicking?
Yes.
Popping off?
We talk about them like they're a band.
Like,
their first album was a huge smash. It charted.
So sad. There was a podcast about it.
Trump came in, not on his watch.
Swept him out.
There's for real a bar down the street called the ISIS Lounge.
Oh, yeah. That hookah bar?
Yeah. I don't know why it's there.
It cracks me up every time I drive by.
Yeah. You would think like cooler heads would prevail. Let's change the name.
No, they held strong because they knew like eventually they're going to flop and you're going to think differently about this name.
And then we're going to be the most predominant ISIS in people's minds.
But so, ISIS was a problem. So ISIS was a problem to him.
The second thing that I found odd about this movie, and maybe it's just me, the amount of name checks and pop culture references to other people and celebrities I found to be very strange for a Christian. We've watched a few of these, but like for a Christian movie, Keith Richards gets name checked, Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Bill Maher, like
Miley Cyrus.
That's what I'm saying is like, it's like a Paladino-esque vision of what a Christian movie. I don't know if that's a Sam Sorbo influence or what, but they seem to be very, and part of the reference, by the way, is Kevin Sorbo's character is rekindling things with his wife now that he's a Christian again and she loves him again. And he proposes to her and he says like, you know, I don't know the Bible very well, but in the words of Leonard Cohen, hallelujah.
I mean, I think he's supposed to be like a rock guy, right?
Yeah,
like,
he's cool.
Yeah,
he's cool.
And Kevin Sorbo is in his 60s, so it's like, I guess Leonard Cohen is... That feels right.
That's like his Jonas Brothers, the way they are to us.
Yes.
Okay, now
so,
I get it.
Also, timeline-wise, it's not like he lost his faith when his son died. It's like his wife was always super Christian, and then... He wasn't? Mm-hmm. Like, was he always an atheist?
But I think that was like the nail in the coffin. So
okay.
But you're right. They don't talk about like, oh, you used to believe and come to church with us and now you don't. Maybe it was more the fact that like he pivoted to becoming a famous atheist after his son died.
Prolific. 3 books at least.
Amazing.
Amazing. You know, he's
God
got, virus.
He's got
also on the wall.
Condo money, you know.
Gorgeous
in New York City.
So it is set in New York City. They do shoot Birmingham, Alabama for New York City.
Really?
It was entirely Birmingham. Which is why like the establishing shots are like massive, you know, like Times Square. And then they'll cut to like some little theater in Alabama or something like that. But the reason that he's atheist too is that that's where the money is, baby. Because he says that to his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Many, many times at the beginning is like, hey, it's how I pay the bills. To which she says... Who's going to pay? the emotional bills, which is one of the lines I wrote down.
Of
which
the household, so funny. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I found to be profound. Other lines I found to be profound. This one of his like people on the team, the woman says, this whole ISIS is no different from the church thing has gone viral, baby. You'll allow for a miracle when it comes to mops, because he is addicted to the home shopping network and he loves buying like ShamWows and
he's
stuff
depressed.
From TV because he's depressed and drinking all the time.
Yeah.
And kind of an alcoholic.
Right.
Or at least dependent on it in this
yes.
movie.
He, when he gets into his car accident, he has a full cocktail in an open
bottle.
Glass. Oh, I thought it was, I mean.
I think he had both probably.
It was so.
He had a bottle on the phone.
Wild.
Amazing stuff. And kind of a missed opportunity for product placement. But eventually, like, his agent abandons him.
Because now he believes.
Yeah, and he's like, we were never friends, baby. I just wanted money, darling. So he walks down
Austin
on him.
Powers.
Which it's like, just pivot. You can monetize this,
book,
obviously.
That would have been.
That book would be huge.
Gangbusters.
Yeah.
Like the
church would rally.
They love, you guys, not
they
you love guys,
a,
but they
a
love
page
when,
turned.
When you get one.
Yeah.
Because it's so
especially
rare.
That one.
Oh,
the
huge.
Biggie?
If Bill Maher was like, I love God.
Oh, he would be booked in
constant.
Stadium
yeah.
tours for years.
That
yes.
would put Dr. Saul Harkins. Harkins?
Harkins.
It is Harkins.
Harkins.
In the same league as Todd Burpo, the little boy who went to heaven.
Yeah.
That
which,
it was for real.
Speaking of Burpo, that's kind of what I thought this movie was going to be. It was going to be like a near-death experience movie where that's like where they
yeah.
came to believe. But as
but
we,
it's
we've
not.
Talked about, it's really not.
That's not what does it.
It's really... My I died. My son, who's also dead, gave me a hashtag.
Yes.
Gave me a marketing plan.
Yes.
And then I talked to Carmen, the pastor.
Right.
That's what
he gave me
it.
One
yeah.
fact that I had never come across
Where's
before in all the books I had written about this.
Well, I'm saved.
I don't
now.
Care about the money anymore.
He gets baptized in the shallowest lake possible.
Yes. Another crazy thing about him saying, I don't know the Bible very well. What is in this book? What are in these three books? What are you arguing?
Seriously, like he should
you
know it better than anybody.
He's just describing the partying he does.
Yes, he loves to party. Just Leonard Cohen lyrics.
He's partying too hard. The other kind of movie this is a hospital movie, baby.
Oh,
we're going to the hospital
a
three
lot.
There's
times.
Like 19 doctors.
Yeah. Incredible.
There's so many doctors
just get
in the
same
movie.
Just when you think he's fine, he has his accident. He has his stroke on the stage after the accident.
It's a
where
panic
he
attack.
He has a
right?
panic attack.
Oh, he's a panic attack.
But there's a stroke.
And then he has.
Sure is.
Yeah. And then, surprise, Sam Sorbo. Wham.
Yeah.
Just when you think things are going well.
Yeah.
She's in the hospital.
Yes.
This poor family can't.
I mean,
kick the bad luck.
It would be funny if. So Sam Sorbo has a stroke and then a brain tumor, cancer, stage 4.
Right. Mm-hmm. Immediately, yeah.
It progresses real
she
quick.
She also
this
says...
is going through hell.
I've been very lucky family health-wise. We're not a cancer fam. But I know stage 4 is really, really bad.
Right.
And she's just like, give it to me straight. After he tells
yeah.
her stage 4, it's like, you have to...
Yeah.
You have to know.
And then
how much straighter can you be
in your brain too? And then also she hears that news, immediately turns to her fiance slash ex-husband.
Yes.
And is like, I have a plan. There's a 3-point plan for what we're going to do. I
have
processed this emotionally and I'm going to, what was
instantly.
It? It was like, take care of my family.
Yeah.
Get married or something.
Yeah.
And then work on our incredible Let There Be Light campaign.
Yes.
And you guys, this is really the climax we're driving toward.
Yes.
Is the Let There Be Light
The
campaign.
Let There Be Light app mm-hmm. and campaign that, and that's how we get to Sean Hannity.
But don't you think that they really wanted to, there was going to be an app part to this?
There probably is. Well, let
but
me
yeah, go. That's what I was thinking too.
Like
I was
they
like,
go to such.
They really fleshed this out. And there wasn't even a website at the end of the movie,
no.
like go to lettherebelight.com.
There was a
to
hey,
sign up
hashtag,
for
send this hashtag to your friends.
And you sent it to me. I sent it back
it's
to
really
you.
Sweet.
I sent it to you, Caroline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag let there be light.
Let there be light.
And
if you're listening
the hashtag
to
this, for
this
episode.
Hashtags have driven our society forward so much in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Can you guys describe what Let There Be Light is going to do?
So
I would love
it took me
to.
A while.
It's a way. So
it is funny how long she talks about it.
It's
and so it's like
I was still confused until I saw it. Sense. I was like, oh, okay.
Does this look like a doctor who lives in New York?
I thought it was Haley Joel Osment.
So it is country star Travis Tritt as a doctor.
Of course. No, she called him another friend. Is that his brother-in-law?
Are they
Travis
all
Sorbo?
Just friends because they're Christian?
Yes, like we are. That I mean, is... they are. they are. Wait, I'm trying to see if there's even like a concise scene in which she describes what the app is.
She does in his very cool condo.
Which, to be clear, she wrote this. So this truly is her baby.
Yes.
Yeah. You could see her spouting off.
He is heavily
people standing by in chat rooms.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
Yeah,
it's so long.
Chat rooms.
It's so long.
There's a band of light slowly circling the Earth.
Yes. And we can synchronize it with an app. And we'll contact NASA and ask them to shoot satellite images, like a selfie for God.
Let there be light.
And there's a social media component because we'll have people standing by in chat rooms. Volunteers from
standing
churches
by.
From all over the world.
Stand
answering
back and
people's
stand
questions
by.
About Christ. They'll be digital missionaries.
Cool.
So you want to proselytize?
Absolutely. And without apology. We should be proselytizing life with as much vigor
without
as ISIS
apology,
proselytizes
Mary.
Death.
So, yes, ISIS.
You cannot defeat an ideology on the battlefield alone.
I guess so.
You need an ideology of evil.
There's one more.
You need an
very
ideology of good.
Yes.
And?
Let there be light. LTBL.
LTBL. Oh,
is
and
that
there's
the part?
A part of the app where... If you text LTBL or something, then you're donating to your local food bank.
So you'd be feeding people literally and spiritually.
Sure.
I like
sure.
it.
Sure.
Sure. Whatever. I don't care.
How hard could it be?
Yeah. Jesus.
You get to spam your friends, and then that spam, cans of spam, go
cans
to the food
spam.
Bank.
Like, there's no planet where they weren't also trying to build that app.
Right.
Hundo.
I think we did leave out the first part, which is like everyone just turns flashlights on their phone and does the wave.
And NASA's
across the
gonna
globe.
Record it for them.
Yeah.
And just contact NASA.
Yeah.
And they'll take selfies for God. And then there'll be a social media is chat rooms.
Yes.
And they'll be standing by.
They'll be standing by.
And so it'll be digital missionaries.
Selfies for God. So it's an Earth selfie that we give to God. It's not God, a selfie of God, like.
Yeah.
This is a movie so conversant with the culture in every freaking facet. We got ISIS, we got government,
we
got
Dionne
music.
Warwick.
Honestly, NASA.
Technology.
NASA, not very relevant.
Literally to space and back, this movie's message is going. So it's a, you know, it's like a 5 or 6 part plan for the for the LTBL
community
moment.
Which is a joke they make in the movie, like LTBL. He's talking to one of the journalists. And
his like press person is like lesbian, trans,
and he's like,
he's like, no,
yuck.
I was like, I didn't even know they could say lesbian in a Christian movie. That was a
but they
the
could
boundaries.
Acknowledge that they exist.
Yeah, Sorbo's dancing on the edge.
They do have. A theme song, too.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to play.
I knew I just had to sing at their wedding.
Had to.
This is pre-Twitter granny queen Ego Wodum doing her on SNL.
This is actually Dionne Warwick.
It's actually Dionne Warwick.
I'm gonna share a little secret.
This is so crazy.
Something common, something.
This is like that Smokey Robinson album that got announced
so
today. Did
brutal.
You see that?
No.
The backing track to this? This is the best we could do for Dionne Warwick.
Maybe she wrote
not
it.
Not one live instrument.
5 minutes before. Can you imagine?
The scary thing is like, I guess not scary, but it's like, it's not bad.
It's Dionne that's doing for you. It is bad. It's not good.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
That's the chorus.
It's just Dionne.
It's Dionne. It's Dionne and her beautiful face and her voice. They're just standing there watching her.
Just getting remarried for a second time.
Caroline, if I ever get married, I want you to sing this song.
No problem. I'd love to. be there.
Can you imagine? Is it Dionne Warwick in
you and me
in the movie?
Yeah, that's her. Bing.
But like they're saying, thank you, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is Dionne. He knows her because he's the world's most famous atheist.
Yeah. Yeah, like Bill Maher is best friends with Dionne Warwick.
a thing we was at his like book release party, there is paparazzi outside.
He is being mobbed by
and
the
there's
paparazzi.
At the hospital.
At the hospital. Banging
for an
down
author.
The doors. Like,
I mean,
an atheist
of
author.
Them. I was just killing me the entire time. Was like,
I couldn't.
What author? Like, not even Michelle Obama could get this
it's
kind
crazy.
Of fervor.
And also just the, like, conversation at the party where it's like, that debate is going to put you over the top. Like, over the top of what?
I know.
You can't, like, the New York Times bestseller list? No, just over the top.
You forget in 2017, you know, ISIS was at their peak. Yes. And then also, we were all going absolutely apeshit for debate.
Yes. ISIS was all over the radio. We were horny for debates.
Yeah.
For authors so famous, just to give you an
Huge.
Idea of his cultural
so
cachet,
famous.
His girlfriend leaving him for a photographer makes the news.
Absolutely.
Right. That he's watching at home like, I guess my girlfriend
press coverage.
Has dumped me.
Yes.
Loves me like a rock.
Yeah.
Loves me like a rock. He kept saying that.
And then eventually they get on Sean Hannity, which is announced in the middle of their wedding.
Yes,
that they
and
got
they love
Hannity.
It.
Oh, yeah.
It is their second wedding. So it's like, I guess the pressure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be fine
Sam
with
looks
whatever
great.
The second wedding.
Yeah, they find out they got Sean. And Sean, very bravely, is the only member of the media that will cover
Absolutely.
This incredible light experience.
It gives them a huge commitment with one conversation about what they're... He's like, all right, we're going to do 3 hours on Christmas Eve or Christmas
Three.
Night.
About your app.
Yes.
3 hours about it.
I'm going to interview you guys, blah, blah, blah. And then that's what does it, and it works.
Global
and
sensation.
It becomes a global sensation while you see Sam's... health deteriorating
to the point.
Guys, this is on Peacock. If you
so
want to, if
bad.
You're a Peacock,
I,
if
anyone
you're
listening
Peacock
to this,
fam,
please watch this movie.
I would loved, recommend it.
I loved every second of it. It
was,
incredible.
Never bored, I will say that.
I mean, it's they have a there's a three acts, and then they're like, let's do it again.
And
let's
one
have
more
another
time.
Little
one
movie
more lap.
In here.
And so she deteriorates to the point of like,
right.
when they finally. Let there be light.
On Christmas.
On Christmas
which
night.
They threatened
launch
earlier
night.
In the movie. Uh-huh. There were some there were Christmas references. It's big, you know.
She lives just long enough to see it, and she says it's beautiful. As she's, her head's kind of slowly nodding
no,
down.
No, she makes a weird scream noise.
She does?
She's like, well, not scream. She goes,
wait, I want to find that scream
it's
now.
It's really funny. I mean, all...
Keep in mind, what she is seeing is a small group of their friends holding up their cell phones to
yes.
the sky with a
yes.
flashlight on, singing Silent Night, I think. And then...
Or they sing... Are they singing Silent Night? It's not the... It's, yes. You're right.
Dionne is there.
Dionne's there.
Dionne has nowhere else to be on Christmas night.
Wait, is she there?
So
her
crazy.
Family.
Wait, is she actually there?
Is she there?
No.
I feel like she was.
In my memory, I demand
Dionne that she said, here. I'll give you 3 hours.
That's yes, it. Absolutely.
I'm not doing two locations.
She's not
shoots.
With the children singing. She's not holding up her cell phone for a Fox
then.
News
I think
viral.
I would watch a two-hour just super cut of bad movie deaths, and this would absolutely
hop. Top in
it's
the charts.
So
where's her,
good.
Where's her scream?
It's. I guess. It, I think it's more of like a gasp.
Yeah.
I don't think
Funny
I'm.
Kate, you made it happen.
You made this happen. You're insane.
It's
app.
So beautiful.
And the globe is lighting up.
These children are gonna be haunted light. For the rest of their life that they were just
insane.
Shining their flashlight while their mother died,
looking at their freaking phone.
Yeah,
Dad wanted us to go viral, so I never got to say goodbye to mom.
I didn't get to say goodbye to my mom.
Oh, that's what it was right there.
Oh, sorry.
And then,
but yeah,
bam.
And then the slow. It's so funny, and he just really takes it like champ.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, that sucks.
That's how that coming.
Man, it's a bummer, but...
Can you imagine? I would be throwing a fucking fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of them... Well, I guess this isn't
but
their
she...
first time with cancer, but still.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like a second wedding.
Yeah, it's true. The second time, I would be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's pretty cool.
He's
just
pretty
like,
cool
rubs
about
her
it.
Arm, doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he doesn't tell his kids. And then, God.
Where's his sex, drug, and rock and roll now? Where's also, his nice yeah, yell? See,
I would just immediately be an atheist again.
Yeah, I'd be like,
are you kidding me? On.
What if you hear that over the credits? I'm an atheist again.
Let there be light just too.
Just Bob Dylan coming rocking.
Dr. Saul Perkins. What's his name? Parkins.
So, Parkinson, and there's also, Porkins. She has a Parkins. Conversation with her kid. So it's like he proposes to her like at dinner before food has come out, where it's like, I shouldn't be making a decision
like a
before I've eaten.
Date.
Yes.
Yes.
In the middle of a stage.
I've really enjoyed connecting with you.
Yes. Really, and it's just instant, we're instantly getting remarried.
This should have been the cover, by the way.
Oh my God.
No, like, one could say that Sam underacted in this
no,
movie.
She was going for it.
I'm sorry.
She
you were in the middle of your
sore
thought.
Bussy no.
Sore into it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But so they get engaged immediately. He is an alcoholic. He
is just an alcoholic yesterday.
Yes. Now he has a bunch of iced teas and she's like, great.
ISIS teas.
Like ISIS teas. Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. Just on the mind.
Yeah. It's a subliminal.
We'll just keep
point.
It.
Very internalized.
Is going to die, is planning a wedding, and then sits her actual children down and
this
tells
so
them, like,
up.
Yeah, I'm going to die and I'm going to be with your dead brother.
Yeah.
And
that
that's
was, like,
cool.
Kind of sick now that I think
really
about it.
It's really fucked up.
Because, like, they're playing her children, but she looks sick. She's got the scarf on her head and everything.
Yeah.
And you could tell,
Old Grey
like,
Gardens.
And she's just, like, ready to die.
Yeah. And I feel like that was kind of chilling too, because it gave me that creepy feeling of, like, sometimes Christians are like kind of, they want that kind of drama so
yes.
they can prove
yes.
like a level of faith and commitment. And that of course like affects their kids too. And then to even go so far as to do that in a movie is so messed up.
Yeah. And it's just like, you already have the dead son. We don't also need to kill the wife. It's fine.
That's why you're wrong, Allison.
I know.
You know,
it's just,
the dead son really didn't hit home for me. But when Sam, I was like, okay,
yes,
I believe.
Where it was just like the extra 20 minutes that the movie did not need, where it's like, you also have cancer and you're going to die very, very soon.
I love
soon.
A hat on a hat, a cancer
just,
story.
Just not necessary.
Scarf on a scarf, yes. Unfortunately.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, for this, I would love, if it became a franchise, where Let There Be Light 2.
One of their kids get
picked
off.
Yeah, one of the sons die. Let There Be Light 3. Turns out you had an uncle you didn't know about. He's going
to
die.
Well, by
die.
Then their daughter is grown up enough to
yes,
play
they
her
can
part,
get her in there.
Get her in there.
She can be the second right. wife.
There you
Lord. No.
I'm sorry.
So
butterfly
Harkins.
Kisses indeed. Gracious. Anything else to say about this?
I
loved
on
it.
On.
5 out of 5 stars, or I guess 5 out of 5 halos. I loved every second of it.
I'm so delighted because I did give you a few options to choose from. You
and
chose
I saw
this
Sorbo.
Yeah.
I will also. He is a star. Like
he
was charmed
the best in the movie.
Yeah, like I was.
He's
yes.
good.
Yeah, I guess it's not like he was up against much.
You weren't charmed by Russian supermodel.
Oh, Vanessa almost had me, but yeah, Sorbo's okay. got my heart.
Well, let's do it this way. The way it works on the show house, and we give it a holy toast or a holy roast. Holy toast is a thumbs up. That's when we send it to heaven, where Sam Sorbo and their son is.
And they're so happy to be there.
Yeah, or holy roast, it's when we send them. Or if we want to send him to purgatory, we send him to the space between. Caroline, we'll start with you.
I'm going to give this a holy toast because all of the cowards in Hollywood were not taking on ISIS the way they should have at the time. And this guy did. And I feel like that is honestly who we have to thank for ISIS's retreat. And our sense of safety now.
Yeah, we keep talking about how it's not relevant anymore, but we're not talking about why it's not relevant
right.
anymore.
Have you noticed ISIS isn't around since Let There Be Light?
Yeah.
Just
coincidence?
Saying, just asking
so.
Questions.
The band of light. Let there be light. Let's
let
do it.
There be a light.
It's like a Raw Dog song.
I know. I'm like, did we write this?
Raw Dog.
All right, we turn it to Allison.
I mean, I obviously have to give it a holy toast, even though I do think Kevin Sorbo's character would prefer a holy roast because it's so punk rock.
Yeah.
He's partying.
I love female writers, especially when they write two-dimensional women characters.
She's kind of a Greta Gerwig of the faith-based yes, film community.
She went incredible. Beyond one dimension.
She wrote this only. there's not a dull moment. I truly think everyone should watch it. It's a perfect film. And I'm glad it can go to heaven where it wants to be.
Yeah.
Holy toast for me too. This was a profoundly enjoyable experience, unfortunately. I was, again, the best thing we can say about movies like this is never bored.
No.
Give the screenshots like this. Pasta Vinny, take it away.
Pasta Vinny.
Where it's like, we can do whatever we want because we are spreading the good word.
That's
so
right.
And they
anything.
Are.
Yeah.
And if you're against that, you're against.
Yeah, you're ISIS.
You are probably ISIS.
You are an ISIS. You're beheading people.
And listen, Peacock, the streaming service on which you can watch this. I will say, I couldn't get it on my TV.
Just to
search for it.
Yeah, it wasn't on Peacock when I looked for it.
But you have to do a thing of like, if you type Let There Be Light Peacock into Google, it'll take you to a link, but you can't search for it.
Are they shadow banning Let There Be Light?
Interesting. They're a little embarrassed.
They're suppressing
the truth?
They're
hiding their Let There Be Light under a bushel.
Wow.
I think.
That's messed up. That's so funny.
Because I just typed in like Sorbo. Does that work? And then all his other stuff came up. Except for that. So
interesting.
I don't know why.
Oh,
they did
my
for
gosh.
Real. Maybe shadow.
Can I
they
also
know something about Sean Hannity?
Say, as I've said, I don't feel connected to the universe. I don't think there's like another force or whatever. But I was getting ready to watch this movie and like, you know, was planning on making fun of it, taking notes, and walking down my steps, I did fall down some stairs.
Are you okay?
Yes. No, I'm totally fine. But it did feel like... Careful.
Yeah.
Now you have a brain tumor.
That's funny.
You're gonna have
to. You think that's funny?
You're gonna go into the other room.
You think God's a fucking joke?
Just go full Sorbo on it.
If you're on the fence about getting Peacock,
you gotta get it.
You gotta get Peacock.
You got.
Yeah. It's only $5 a month.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's one of those ones. If you buy a phone or something, you get it. Like, I think it always has deals. They're trying to get you in there.
Yeah. It lost $900 million last year because of their pivot to streaming. It's, you know, struggling to get up there, but they got stuff on there
Girls
now.
Girls Five Eva.
Which is going to be on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah. That's
isn't
right.
that funny?
Yeah.
But it's going to stay on Peacock and Netflix at the same time.
Oh, we are Which in a new era the,
yeah.
of just, the streaming wars. Now they're forming alliances.
Jim and Pam on The Office.
It's true.
Peacock. Michael Scott, guys.
You're coming for me because you know
I love
The Office. The American Office.
Think of that and don't think of the fandom. Again, we're back to this.
Yes.
Awkward
fandom
much?
Just ruined it.
Well, I remember you, and I hope it's okay I say this on mic, but you told me privately that when you were single, you did think of yourself as like a Pam looking for her Jim, right?
No.
You did say
you put that out there.
Me.
I did. Yeah. I've always, and now that I'm in a relationship, I do feel like I'm more of a Michael Scott.
And you found your Holly, or what is that?
Or
her
Jan?
Name?
Yes, Holly.
Maybe.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
See.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Wait, I tell you this? When I was a barista, I waited on Jan.
Yeah.
Laura Walters.
She's so funny.
I saw
funny.
Her at Counter Burger out in Pasadena one time, too.
She might be
like
a Pasadena.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. She looked great. All right. Not that it matters what she looked like. We don't need to emphasize women's looks and aesthetics in 2023.
He liked it.
Okay, we're bringing the lights down now. We're taking it to a more worshipful space. Is that Pastor Vinny?
Pastor Vinny. Let's get quiet up in here.
Take this gabagool in remembrance of me.
Pastor Vinny was cool.
He's what did it.
He is.
And honestly,
no one else could get through to the most famous atheist except a guy from the freaking
His dead
streets.
Son tried.
Not even close.
His, mouth.
His dead son did it, made it worse.
Yeah.
Do you think his dead son watched on? He's like, what does Pastor Benny have that I don't?
Literally.
Man.
I came to you in death.
Yes.
And Pastor Spaghetti over here is the one that does it for you. Are you serious?
Monsignor Meatball.
Fucking garlic bread
meatball. That's good. The communion's garlic. Actually.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, we're taking it to a more worshipful space now, right, as they do in the Christian church. And Allison, we're not here to promote our projects or to plug ourselves. We're here to lift those things up to the Lord. And by that, I mean your social media handles, anything you're enjoying in the secular culture. And maybe you can promote your projects. I don't know. But we lift them up to the Lord.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because we don't do it for the approval of man.
This feels like when I went to punk rock church a couple times,
mm-hmm,
exactly,
when you would go kiss. This feels like the
wait a second.
Maybe you'd hold hands.
You kissed in church?
You were
like the
to.
cool like teen church.
Damn it.
I gotta go there now.
What are we doing?
This is like when
this is when I was on my knees like crying, like forgive me for having a crush on a boy. Sweet God.
I'm sad because my penis exists. Forgive me for that.
Sorry about my penis.
I'm sorry, Lord. I repent.
Another kids for kissing?
I repeat.
Damn. I repeat.
So is you, Carolyn.
Girls, there's a new hot show out. I'm watching it. It's called Last of Us. It's based on a video game. I am not that target audience. I only watched it because Nate was like, we got to watch it. It's great. It's so good. Kind of a zombie apocalypse movie, but the zombies are controlled by a fungus.
Dang.
Yeah.
Sounds too scary
for me.
It'll
get to you.
Did you watch Station 11?
I did.
Oh, how do you
adored it.
How do you like find those two shows compare?
It's maybe not as like lyrical and poetic,
mm-hmm,
but I feel like it is as entertaining and engrossing. It's very interesting. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's definitely disgusting, so just prepare yourself for that. If you don't want to see that, I get it. No worries. But if I can make it, you probably can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want to make you stop eating mushrooms?
He makes me want to stop eating mushrooms. I'm going to take them off
get
of my
get a little more
pizza.
Pasta fagioli in your diet.
Here hold the mushroom stock, okay. Sorry.
Good show.
Good job. Are you watching it?
I started it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm glad Pedro Pascal's face is finally visible on a TV show.
Yeah.
Because he's the Mandalorian.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you just
I'm sure he's there
him.
Every day in a suit. He's not just doing like 2 days in a booth.
No.
Somewhere in Burbank.
No. He is working.
That's him.
He's on the volume.
He's doing the physical
sweating
work.
Sweating it out, holding puppets. all right, we turn it to Allison.
So am I just saying what I'm watching?
You can lift up something you're enjoying, you'd recommend. And then you're also
what are you lifting up?
Sharing where people can find you online if they're a fan.
Okay. My handle is just my name. I'm not doing anything there.
Oh, you're doing some things there. I was honored to be the subject of a tweet the other day.
Yes, you were.
Indirectly.
Yes, you were.
I think the tweet was, I made a dinner reservation for 9:15 and I'm talking to people about it like I'm about to climb a mountain.
Yeah, because it sucked. But it was so fun.
It was the last time they were open.
It was Azette on Sunset, which I've only had like fun, drunken experiences
at. Oh, yeah, I went to that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cute inside.
And yes, and we got the best booth and we were accidentally the last customers there ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Did they tell you that?
Yes.
Did they like give a little fanfare?
And I was like, I thought you were open tomorrow.
And they said after serving you, we're closing tonight.
You're like, well, I'm going to make your tip $5
really
now.
Did.
Thank you guys.
It put the pressure on that tip. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't feel that pressure.
Also, our server was from the 70s and had such an air of like,
whoa.
I either fuck all the time or do not need to fuck.
Yeah.
It's hard
to
say.
My read was he's transcended the need for sex.
Yeah.
He exists on another
plane.
He is outside. He's here to serve.
He does not need it. I'm going to lift up the new season of Vanderpump Rules, which is about to start. Tom and Katie, a toxic couple, got divorced. And I'm really excited to see them not together. And that starts February 9th.
I've never watched that show, but I feel like
it's incredible.
It is?
If you need some trash.
I do. I'm kind of out on my junk shows, or I finished all of them.
Start from...
I was thinking either
season one, episode one.
Whoa, okay.
You can jump in at any point,
no,
but
I'll
like
start from the beginning.
It's What a journey.
I'm debating also Below Deck, which is on Peacock.
Yes.
And I've been seeing that as well.
It's
that's which one would you pick?
Well, I haven't done Below Deck, but people love it. And I should probably get in there, I think.
Okay.
But there again, a daunting, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Where do I begin?
Vanderpump, I feel like, is less daunting because at least it's like you can only follow this family. You know?
Yes.
So like there is a,
yes,
a narrower timeline.
It's
okay.
Oh, what a joy.
Okay. I'm gonna get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired me. Let's go.
You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter on Peloton, Instagram, Letterboxd, OnlyFans.
Hey, Dad. On your Peloton today?
Yeah, on your OnlyFans, Dad. Today. What if someone's dad had an OnlyFans? I mean, someone's dad does have an OnlyFans.
Absolutely.
Right?
I love Pelofans.
And they're at least like supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great.
Good for them.
I love a dad.
What are your future?
I mean, I am a dad.
You are a dad. Yeah. And look at, he's licking his
and he could, that could be his own.
I learned this from you. No, he's like, you wish you could do this.
Yeah. He's taunting me.
Yeah. He's like,
yeah, you wish. Jealous much? Damn, dad.
Too bad you have a stupid rib cage.
What would I lift up? What would I lift up? Mm. Well, you guys lift up TV. Would I? Did I lift up Fleischman is in trouble?
Fleischman?
Because he's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Is that good?
Fleischman.
Existential dread, right? I'm just really worried. I mean, all I think about is my own death. Is it going to make that better or worse?
No. Is okay, my answer.
I do. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of becomes Lizzie Kaplan's show.
Yes.
By the end of it.
Yes.
It's definitely great for the people in the 30s that are like, is this what life is? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
So it's Lizzie great. Kaplan. Great for that situation. And she narrates the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really her show more than Claire Danes is.
Okay.
I would say. You're not going to believe
that's
this.
That's always the
Claire
way.
Claire Danes is a little intense in this one.
Yeah.
She kind of screams and cries a lot. Yeah, but
she's
I was very moved by it. Tears were shed. So, Fleischman's
that,
in
I've
trouble.
Heard that from multiple people, including my hairdresser, as she got rid of all my grays this week.
She said what?
She was like, you should watch that show. And I was like, is it because you can see all
like,
my gray hair?
You'd probably relate.
Because I'm near death.
There's a lot of olds in there.
It might make you feel a certain way about having kids, too, I'll say.
Yeah.
It's very...
Anti-children.
No, it's like
anti-family unit.
It's,
yeah. That's where I am, baby.
You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, patreon.com/goodchristianfun. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate a little dollar to charity. And this month's charity is the Downtown Women's Shelter. Allison, thank you so much for joining
us
on
the
show.
This is a blast.
How fun.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Hey. I loved. I'm going to rewatch it right after this.
Oh, wow.
Let there be Allison.
Ratings are going up. He's like, it's not even listed on the app. And it's booming.
A movement is happening. Anya Taylor-Joy tweets out, let there be light.
Yeah.
That would light.
Be, oh my God.
And there's nothing left to say except for, okay.
Okay. I love you, Emma.
Emma.
Amen.
Amen. And let's go out with, you know, the My Heart Will Go On of this movie.
Iconic. Isn't always clear. Look up and say,
let there be a light. I think it's good. Let
your love shine bright. I love a not intuitive melody. It's like, where are we going?
And wait. And then we're back.
All right. We'll awesome. See you next week on the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye. If you trust in pain, no worries will fade away into the light. That was a HeadGum Podcast.